As the Arctic sea ice pulls back and more shipping, research, and other vessels ply the opened-up waters, the U.S. Coast Guard is trying to beef up its Arctic presence. Future plans call for a deep-water port for enforcement and rescue vessels somewhere in the Arctic, Alaska, but for now they have to rely more on aircraft. Yesterday, APRN's Steve Heimel went out to Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson to watch a Coast Guard flight crew and Air National Guard pararescuemen working together on a way to drop help to people in distress in the Arctic.
With the Defense Department's biennial war game training exercise, Northern Edge, winding down, a U.S. Coast Guard C-130 from Kodiak loaded up for an unusual test drop Thursday. Pilot Israel Young has skimmed the tops of waves and dropped pumps and all sorts of things to troubled vessels, but this one was a new one for him.
Oh, it's absolutely unique for me. This is the first time I've had people in my airplane with the intention of having them jump out. So this is pretty cool for us.
And the Air National Guard pararescue men likewise have not worked with Coast Guard pilots on their jumps, though the Hercules they use is pretty much the same aircraft as the Coast Guard C-130. The plane has a ramp that can be dropped down, and the pararescue men and their gear can just drop off. As Sergeant John Lane describes it, his parachute pack opens up once they jump because a part of it remains attached to the plane.
The parachute is in a deployment bag. The deployment bag is attached to the static line. So the static line and the deployment bag stay with the aircraft, and the parachute is then pulled out by the package and inflates.
The training is preparing these crews to work together for similar jump exercises next month over the Beaufort or Chukchi Seas. It's part of an ongoing effort by the Coast Guard to increase its rescue capability as more shipping and other activity comes to the Arctic. And there, Pilot Young expects to be on the flight deck again.
The plan is water. We'll have to see what Mother Nature gives us. You never know what's going to go on in the Arctic, even in July. It always brings you surprises. But as I understand it, the plan is to be doing drops over the water. They have a couple of special boat packages that they can push out, and I think that's what they'd like to do. They also have some over-ice capability, I'm pretty sure. But more than anything, we'll get the bus where it needs to go so these guys can jump out.
The plane reaches the drop zone in the Eagle River area with its hatch dropped down and everyone at the ready. There are three pararescuemen in a heavily padded four-wheeler with its own oversized parachute pack. All are attached by clips to a heavy steel cable running the length of the plane. And it all happens in a few seconds. Out goes the four-wheeler, followed immediately, one, two, three, by the pararescuemen. The tethers pop the chutes and come whipping back into the plane to be gathered up by the crew, the jumpmaster, the loadmaster. The parachutes already look tiny, far behind the plane. Below is a dropmaster in charge of a crew to bring them back to the base and then do it all over again. And then, next month, again and again in the Arctic. Young compares it to being a fireman having to always be ready. For pararescueman Lane, it's about having to be ready for anything.
The test could come in the Arctic. The test could come in combat. It could really be geographically anywhere in the world. We just want to make sure that we have the capabilities to go wherever we can go and do the best for the most amount of people.
At the flight line at Elmendorf-Richardson, I'm Steve Heimel.